Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we've got a fascinating topic to dive into. Hyundai. Elantra engine stalling without a check engine light. I know it sounds strange, right? But stick around because what I discovered with one of these cars is definitely eye-opening. So let's set the scene. We had this bright red Hyundai Elantra roll into the shop, and the owner was pretty frustrated. This car kept stalling out for no apparent reason, and the kicker? There was no check engine light on to give any clues. The driver had to throw it in park and restart every single time it died. Now, I've seen a lot of these. Hyundai Motors, and let's just say they've got a reputation. They often struggle, especially when it comes to oil consumption. I thought, all right, let's see what's really going on here. First up, I did a quick inspection and a test drive. Elantra was actually an Uber car, so it had racked up a ton of miles. 151,000 to be exact. And guess what? The oil change light was on. That's never a good sign, especially on a car with that many miles. These Hyundai Motors, particularly the new 2.0L engines, are notorious for burning through oil, so I figured it might be worth checking the oil level during our drive. As I cruised around Las Vegas, I was hoping to replicate the stalling issue. And just like that, boom, the engine stalled out completely, no warning. No check engine light, just dead silence. Thankfully, I managed to get it back in park and restart it right away. It felt like deja vu for the owner who'd been experiencing this exact problem. Now here's where it gets interesting. When I got back to the shop, I noticed a clattering noise coming from the engine. You know that clacka sound? That's never a good sign. It's like the engine is literally eating itself from the inside out. I stopped the car, and the noise went away because the oil pump was working overtime, trying to circulate whatever little oil was left in there. When you're driving and hear that, it's not a cue to keep pushing it. It's a big red flag. And speaking of flags, when I pulled the dipstick out to check the oil level, it snapped right off. I had to use some super glue just to get it back in. But when I checked the oil level, let me tell you, it was shocking. There was practically no oil in this engine that should hold about 4.2 quarts. It was bone dry. So what's happening under the hood when there's no oil? Well, the oil pump is frantically trying to lubricate moving parts, but without oil, the bearings start seizing up, creating friction and heat. The oil pressure drops, which affects hydraulic systems like variable valve timing. And when those systems can't function properly, you guessed it, the engine stalls out without throwing a check engine light. Now you might be wondering, why no check engine light with all this? Here's the deal. Some Hyundai models only have oil pressure sensors, not oil level sensors. They might not trigger a warning until it's too late. And with the way these engines burn oil, up to a quart every 1,000 to 1,500 miles, an Uber driver racking up miles might not notice until disaster strikes. Most importantly, if you're driving a 2012 to 2020 Hyundai Elantra, do yourself a favor. Check your oil every time you fill up with gas. It takes seconds and could save you thousands in repairs. Keep a quart of the right oil in your trunk. Trust me, it's worth it. To wrap it up, neglecting oil maintenance on these engines can lead to serious problems. The stalling, the clattering noise, it all adds up to a recipe for disaster. So keep an eye on that oil level. Don't rely solely on the oil change light. And if you hear that dreaded clattering, pull over and check it right away. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this dive into Hyundai Elantra stalling issues helpful. What's your experience with engine maintenance? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, I'll catch you in the next one.